This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Anthony Fauci, who has been the focal point and the face of COVID for the United States, has said that we are out of the pandemic phase of COVID. And now some of you guys are like, wait a second, what does that mean? That means there's no more COVID? That means COVID's not around the world? That means COVID's not around the country? No. That means we got to go back in masks? We get to take off the masks? Well, we've been out of our masks for a while. What does that mean? It means if we could convince Fauci that we might not need to be locked down and undergoing all these mandates and all that, this might be a start to that. Meaning, all right, he's admitting that we might not be in this quote-unquote hysterical life or death panic of COVID. Although by definition, COVID is still pandemic. But we just don't need the government getting all ruley again with all the rules. So as you know, Dr. Fauci is the top medical advisor. He was in a PBS interview yesterday. And he basically said the pandemic is over in the United States. He said he is still not giving an official announcement, but trust me, everybody is so over COVID right now. And he is still warning that we should still be vaccinated intermittently. Let me see if I can get his exact words on this. We are certainly right now in this country out of the pandemic phase, he told PBS NewsHour Judy Woodruff. He said, we don't have 900,000 new infections a day and tens and tens and tens of thousands of hospitalizations and thousands of deaths. We are at a low level right now. So if you're saying, are we out of the pandemic phase in this country? We are. Still, finally, he admitted we are not going to eradicate this virus and the government should continue to, quote, intermittently vaccinate people. He suggested that people may have to get vaccinated yearly and longer than they might expect in an effort to keep infections as low as possible. He said that might be every year, that might be longer, in order to keep that level low. But right now, we are not in the pandemic phase in this country. So, you know, for, of course, the rest of the world, he said no doubt the pandemic is going on. So I told you, how we kind of, and these are very loose definitions, but when you have a few cases, like Ebola. Right now, I think they found their second death from Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo. That's called, you could have one case, then you have a few, we call it a little cluster. You have a little cluster. And trust me, I know everything with COVID has been an absolute cluster. But in terms of infectious disease, you have a few cases, it's a cluster. Epidemic is when it starts to spread. And you have to put in measures to try to limit and to try to control and contact trace. Pandemic is when it's pan. It's throughout. It's global. It's a problem where you aren't going to necessarily be able to isolate and quarantine, and you're more in a mitigation, mode. So with COVID right now, when somebody says, I have it, we're like, well, stay home. But we're not doing contact tracing anymore. We're not, remember that? You would get a text from the health department saying you're going to have to stay home. And you were like, what are you talking about? No. Well, because somebody you were at a restaurant with had COVID and you went to that restaurant. And you were like, are you flipping kidding me? And so people who were able to work and were able to get back into their lives had to go back home for 2 weeks. It was just, you know. So in terms of the amount of virus and in terms of the virus coming, yes, the virus is pandemic. In terms of our approach to it, that's why he put the term phase. We're not necessarily going to be, all right, everybody locked down, everybody, you know, bunker down, everybody, you know, mandates. It sounds like the government is loosening up a little bit, and they're realizing that it's not going to be 14 days to, you know, all those draconian measures we had was because they convinced people that we were going to knock this virus out. Some of my, you know, very good friends, and I saw this on Facebook, said, come on, guys, if you wear the mask, the virus will go away. And I'm like, how many college degrees have you said? You really believe that? That just wearing the mask, it's going to go away? I mean, the virus has, and sadly, people believed that. You know, people always wonder. They go, how the hell are Russians believing Putin and feeling justified in the genocide of Ukraine? Because you have those same people that are sadly, they're gullible when they listen to the government going, look, we are going to eradicate this virus. There were so many signs that this virus was beyond and already outsmarting our measures. And it was very frustrating to see people turn on others, say, you know, you're wearing the mask, you're not, you know, you're not doing the mandate, you're not getting the vaccine, you need to lose your job. These healthcare workers that were heroes, that busted their asses saving lives, the country turned on them, and they lost their job because nobody would allow them to prove they had antibodies and do a blood test, and they wanted to force them to get a shot. So I don't want anybody thinking COVID isn't out there, but we need this government, who apparently half the country believes every single thing they say, to at least come up with the truth. Okay, we don't necessarily, you know, we'll have to vaccinate intermittently. You know, we'll have to still use precautions. This virus won't go away. That's what I've been saying. That's what a lot of people have been saying, and we have been accused of misinformation. It's ridiculous. You know, so it's a good move to finally be honest, because then I think from a public health standpoint, we could get more engagement when we do have waves. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember I told you there was this odd hepatitis, inflammation of the liver, that was happening to young kids. And there were about 9 cases in Alabama. Then they found a couple more cases in other U.S. states. We saw a couple cases in the U.K. Now Japan and China have found cases. So this is starting to kind of look like there might be another virus that could be going around affecting individuals. Could be COVID. But they think it might be an adenovirus. The suspected cases have now included multiple countries, 1 in Romania, 13 in Spain, 14 in the UK, 2 in Norway, 6 in Denmark, 1 in Japan, 4 in Netherlands, 12 in Israel, 4 in Italy, 2 in France. The U.S. now is up to 14 cases, and now Canada is, I believe, investigating the case. They say over 200 children have been sickened by the condition across the world in up to 14 countries since last October. One has died. 17 have needed liver transplants. Again, this might be an underestimation because I think there were some children who got very sick after, I think it was formula, and I don't know if that caused liver disease, and they thought it was the formula. So you see, there's a lot of other things that have been kind of linked to liver disease that now they need to go back and see. I told you guys that I didn't personally think it was the COVID vaccine because we only started vaccinating under emergency authorization kids in late October, 5 to 11. And some of these kids that I believe have it are younger than that. So I'm not entirely convinced that it's a vaccine-related issue. However, it is, and it should be, a theory among multiple other theories because many young children do get vaccines. And you can get an autoimmune hepatitis from a vaccine rarely. So when you're 2-month, 4-month, 6-month, 12-month to 15-month or 4 to 6 year vaccines happen, if they start to see a trend with that, you know, but they're looking at that from what I understand. Public Health Agency of Canada said, let me see what we have here from Canada. Oh, no, I don't know if we have the numbers yet. But they say these are being investigated further to determine if they are related to cases in the UK and the US. As the investigation evolves, we will keep the public updated accordingly. They still, though, haven't revealed how many cases they have. So the condition was first spotted in Scotland at the end of March. It has been detected 114 times in Britain, about 14 times in the U.S. Medics, I heard as of yesterday 11, but I'm hearing the report today it might be up to 14. It doesn't appear to be from typical hepatitis A, B, C, D, E. These are viruses, or you could do a blood test and see. But those appear to be excluded. Health officials think the illness could be triggered by an adenovirus. Now, adenovirus, as we've said before, is a very common virus. It's associated with a lot of common colds. So one theory that's out there is we might have a new virus that could be affecting the liver. Another theory is these kids have been masked up. They've been bubbled up for 2 years such that now a simple adenovirus is causing more severe issues with kids. I mean, it could be that. And this is only a few. There's 2 in North Carolina, 9 in Alabama. But it is just very, very odd. So, you know, are children's immunity weakened? I believe so. But again, we have to kind of be aware of what else. I mean, you know, I am still very wary of where COVID came from. And because we haven't solidified or confirmed COVID's origins, I mean, well, I think it came from a lab, not necessarily designed to be leaked, but accidentally, you know, because China has had labs and SARS leaks before, as what happened with the first SARS outbreak, according to Singapore's analysis and investigation after the first SARS outbreak. But, I mean, if we still don't have anybody coming forward saying, hey, guys, this is exactly where we could pinpoint, this is what happened, then my concern is, are more viruses just getting out there? You know, it is very odd that just one virus got leaked, too. And then it is odd that this one comes out a couple years later. Is there another, I mean, are bioweapons, you know, still being worked on? Yes. You have these little clusters, but in multiple countries. And it could just be that's what viruses do. Some viruses affect the liver. UK health officials have ruled out the COVID vaccine as well because none of the ill British children had been vaccinated. The children were too young. None of the cases in the U.S. were in those who were vaccinated for COVID. That doesn't necessarily mean not related to the other vaccines. So, obviously, this is concerning. You don't want a child to need a liver transplant. And when you do have hepatitis, your liver then can't clear the blood of toxins. It's deadly. And even though some cases of hepatitis can be self-limiting, others can, you know, we have a family member who needed a transplant. The day after their second vaccine dose, they their liver shut down. Now, the doctors don't think it was the vaccine. They think it was something else, and luck of the draw, it happened the day after. But the family member lost the liver. And, you know, so things can trigger, things can cause liver disease. And it just kind of makes you wonder, you know, what's going on. So, according to the U.S., all of the children, the new cases, there's three possible new cases in Illinois. All of the children are under 10 years old. Two of the youngsters are in Chicago. A third is in Western Illinois. Nine in Alabama, two in North Carolina. So that once the Illinois cases are confirmed, then it would be 14. So I don't know. I mean, what would be the symptoms? Well, hepatitis could look like a cold initially. Body aches, tired, high temperature. But then, because the liver is getting injured, you'll start to turn yellow. You'll have a yellow hue to your skin. The whites of your eyes will turn yellow. The palms are a great place. If you're like, I can't tell if my kid is yellow, look at their palms and look at their eyes. And you know what? For those of you that are like, look, I can never tell, take pictures of your kids when they're healthy. And not this old sit on grandma's lap picture. Go ahead and take a picture. It blows my mind when parents call me through telemedicine going, you know, I don't know if it's any more yellow. I don't know. I go, do you have any pictures? I mean, it would have to be same lighting, same. I really urge everybody has a little medical corner in their house. And that medical corner has medications, has a place you can examine them, good lighting. And then when you do telemedicine, that's the place the child could be. And then I like being able to kind of have a doctor's office in, and when I'm doing telemedicine, I'm seeing kids in their car. In their car seat, mom, dad's driving, mom flips the phone and the kid's in the car seat. My kid has an ear infection. I can't do anything with that. The kid's got to be looking. Someone's got to look at their ear. Even though many telemedicine platforms will allow older kids to get ear infection treatment without, you know, somebody looking at the ear. But, you know, in terms of hepatitis, if they at all look yellow, if their skin itches, liver disease will cause itchy skin. If the poop starts to look pale or light yellow as opposed to brown, that could be a sign of liver issues. So it's got to get looked at. Now, again, more commonly is like hepatitis A. You can get that from food, oral fecal route, contamination, you know, but I'm getting calls from, you know, patients going, yeah, so I think my kid has the flu. They need Tamiflu. I go, why do you think your kid has the flu? Well, they're tired, they have a fever, they're achy. How do I know this isn't the hepatitis? So you got to get it checked out. Some doctors might not be thinking about it. We're taught to think about the horses before the zebras. So if a child is kind of tired, fever, you know, body aches, the horse would be the more common thing, like flu, COVID, ear infection. The zebra would be this rare hepatitis because it's not that common. But you as a parent, or as an adult, if you do feel sick, remind the provider that, look, how do we know it's not this hepatitis that's going around? 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is testifying before a Democratic-led House Appropriations DHS subcommittee on Wednesday. Tennessee Republican Congressman Chuck Fleischman asked Mayorkas about his department's preparations for the lifting of Title 42.
Would DHS have been prepared if not for the court order, sir?
Ranking Member Fleischman, thank you very much for your question. It is our responsibility to plan and prepare for eventualities that might materialize. We started to plan and prepare for the end of Title 42 commencing in September of last year, September of 2021.
Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright's funeral service is taking place at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. today. This is USA Radio News. Home prices are continuing their trend upward. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Home buyers in Tampa, Florida need to earn 48% more now than they did a year ago in order to afford the medium-priced home. That's according to Redfin Analysis released Wednesday morning. Other cities in the same predicament, Phoenix, Arizona, Las Vegas, Nevada, and Orlando, Florida.
The World Bank is warning the conflict in Ukraine could cause the largest commodity shock since the 1970s. A new forecast says the conflict will contribute to massive price increases for everything from natural gas to wheat. Report co-author Peter Nagel saying households across the world will feel the impact, particularly the world's poorest. Natural gas is set to double in price in Europe, while wheat could jump more than 40% worldwide. The price increases are thanks to severely limited exports projected from Ukraine and Russia. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Putin threatening nuclear war if at all they feel attacked, and COVID pandemic, according to Fauci, we are out of pandemic phase. The Twitter headlines still seem to be some of the top headlines, and apparently people are freaking out about Elon Musk wanting free speech and wanting a platform to not shadow ban or censor. And I don't understand why that's then causing people to freak out if the Twitter platform was always a platform for free speech. And I've told you, as a physician, when I bring up COVID things or medical things, people will tell me, yeah, it just doesn't come up. I know you just posted it. Nothing came up. That's a shadow ban. If they think you're conservative, your tweets don't seem to come up, or it's where there's some sort of algorithm that they put you on, and I know they deny it, but it's very, very frustrating. And so I'm wondering if that's going to change. I have been also very frustrated that someone like Vladimir Putin could have a Twitter account, but Trump can't. I mean, if they feel that Trump is such a threat to humans, then what's the justification for Putin being on Twitter? So it is confusing. So we're being told that thousands of disgruntled Twitter users are now flocking to a rival social network called Mastodon. Remember how many conservatives wanted to go to Truth Social, or there was another one that had trouble where Google wouldn't let it have its app, and it was, I forget what that one was called. But so apparently there's something called Mastodon, and it has 30,000, they gained 30,000 new users. It looks similar to Twitter, but it is not a single network. And I guess it's a platform that people are seeing as an alternative to Twitter. I'm not a fan of Twitter. I don't care who owns it. It's a very difficult, very cluttered platform. I mean, I could put stuff on there and, you know, people could like it or retweet it. But if you're not even getting noticed and they won't verify you and they won't, you just start to, I don't know, I use Facebook more and Instagram. But this other platform, Mastodon, I guess, is where many people are, I guess, it's a single website, but a network of users and independent communities. They set up their own guidelines. It looks a little bit like Twitter, but it's decentralized. And it was launched in 2017 for Twitter users who were, quote, sick of the abuse and hatred on the platform. The network has a 500-character limit on toots, they call it, toots, the person who tweets, and allows users to set posts to private, which Twitter does not. So, you know, Elon Musk bought Twitter in a $44 billion deal. This happened within weeks, days. It was very, very fast. And he said, I hope that even my worst critics remain on Twitter, because that is what free speech means. And he says he wants to make Twitter better than ever by enhancing the product with new features, making the algorithms open source to increase trust, defeating the spam bots, and authenticating all humans. A lot of radio hosts, especially conservative ones, don't get to be verified or authenticated. Why not? Yet those who work for liberal organizations that I don't have as many users, followings aren't as prevalent in the media, they do get verified. It's just so obvious, and it frustrates me because I just want neutral media. And if social media is a form of media and a form of news for people, then, I'm not neutral media, but neutral news, you know, platforms. It should never be a news platform, but it ends up being that. When something's going on, like sports, you know, this person got traded, this person's got picked up, this person's contract's out, you know, yeah, sometimes they do have the author's slant in it, but I just want news. I just want to know what's going on. And especially from health, what scared me as a physician is how there was so much censorship when it came to medications. You know, there's a study saying an asthma medication, such as Singulair, can block a crucial COVID protein, reducing viral replication. Montelukast, which many of you use for allergies, many of you use for asthma, can possibly inhibit SARS-CoV-2 from replicating inside human cells. The protein can bind to ribosomes, which is the protein-making machinery inside our immune cells, shuts down the synthesis of vital proteins required by the immune system. It stops the NSP1, which targets our vital protein synthesis, thereby limiting damage to the virus, like a double or triple negative. So Singulair or Montelukast might be a COVID treatment later, or those people on it might have had a less severe COVID illness. If I write about that, no one's going to see it. If I bring it up, I got censored and banned on Facebook for just bringing up that there was a Merck drug before the Merck drug got approved. I was talking, the news went to interview me. He said, well, look, I'm going to be on the news talking about this new possible COVID drug in the works. Oh, no, she's spreading this. And I'm like, what? This is a liberal news outlet interviewing me about a medication that the FDA might later approve, and we now have it. So it's almost like somebody goes in and designs it to, okay, if anybody mentions this or mentions this, but it comes from, you know, somebody that's ever suggested better masks or not having a mandate, can it? Cut it off. Well, that's a problem. That's a huge problem. That's censoring. Interestingly, a lot of Republicans found that they are now surging in followers on Twitter. I'm very confused how that would happen just a couple days, because I don't think Elon Musk has taken over operations. But they have found a noticeable drop in Democrat follower counts, but we're being told that's not an automated phenomenon. Twitter users notice a spike. I apologize, there's some, I guess, I don't know, some jackhammering outside of the studio building. But Twitter users said there's a surprising spike and notable decrease of followers for high-profile accounts. Florida Governor DeSantis saw a spike in nearly 100,000 followers. Former President Barack Obama lost 300,000. So Twitter is kind of looking at the recent fluctuations. They say they're taking action on accounts that violate their spam policy. These fluctuations appear to largely be a result of an increase in new account creation and deactivation. So they're trying to say that liberals are leaving, Republicans are flocking to Twitter. It could be, or it could be that something else has been going on. I don't know. But it's frustrating because we have an election coming up. We've had public health issues. And when you're silenced and when you're censored, and you're just trying to tell the truth, which later ended up being, again, being proven, where hybrid immunity, natural immunity, and vaccine immunity seems to be the strongest. You know, there's a doctor that had to undergo a psych evaluation because she brought up natural immunity. I mean, this is ridiculous. If you want a robust public health strategy, you have got to, you know, minimize the abnormal censorship. And I know public health officials like Obama, oh, there's misinformation. If somebody said, look, my neighbor got a blood clot from the vaccine, that's not misinformation. They're saying, look, my neighbor got a blood clot. Oh, that's misinformation, because how did they know it was from the vaccine? How did they know, you know what? So, look, I don't know what the answer is, but all I know is this is definitely shaking things up. 1-877-DOCTOR-FELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at DrDahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So President Biden wants to make a move to phase out incandescent light bulbs, the old school light bulbs, right? GE, you bring good things to life. You know those light bulbs, right? For the LEDs. And the LEDs, I could tell when Christmas lights are LED because they're just more bright and powerful. And they really seem to work. The problem with LEDs is for years that researchers have been kind of debating if they cause cancer. And we have some studies saying they are linked to cancer. So if Biden causes us to phase these out, is that going to be a public health crisis? So let me tell you what Biden wants to do, if it's really Biden and not somebody orchestrating behind him. But Joe Biden's getting the credit for this. He wants to ban traditional incandescent light bulbs. Don't be buying stock yet. Okay, I know. There's a lot of companies doing, in fact, GE is doing LED. Can you wait till after the segment to buy stock? Can you just wait? Thank you. Okay? I'll tell you guys about some of the stocks later, but I'd like to get through my segment first. So, Joe Biden is banning traditional incandescent light bulbs in a push to be more energy efficient. The LED alternatives, though, are getting some criticism because people think that lower-income individuals can't afford them. The Department of Energy has adopted two new rules Tuesday that strengthen energy efficiency standards for light bulbs. It will effectively phase out the sale of traditional light bulbs by next year. Consumer analysts allege that not only are LED bulbs more expensive, they cost $4 as opposed to $1, but they are often stocked in stores, or they're not stocked in stores in lower income communities. 30% of the $2 billion bulbs sold in the U.S. are incandescent. But Biden, wants to conserve energy, reduce utility bills for families by approximately $100 each year. They believe the DOE believes that that is going to work. They say the new bulbs save an average of $177 over the course of a 20-year lifespan compared to incandescent bulbs. Critics say many poor families are not in a position to think of the long-term finances because they're more expensive. All right, so what has the data shown? Okay, so one study, took a look. Oh, I apologize. My eyelashes are falling out. You see, it's so stressful with everything going out that I'm losing my fake eyelashes. One study called Evaluating the Association Between Artificial Light at Night Exposure and Breast and Prostate Cancer Risk happened in Spain. And the study was published in Environmental Health Perspectives. And among Barcelona and Madrid participants, they enrolled 1,200 breast cancer cases, 1,300 female controls without breast cancer, 623 prostate cancer cases, 879 controls from regions between 2008 and 2013. And then the outdoor LED exposure was analyzed using images from the space station so they could see which communities already had these outside. Indoor LED use was obtained by surveys. And they said both prostate and breast cancer were associated with high estimated exposure to outdoor ALAN, which is the light at night, in blue enriched light spectrum. So you could look at that and go, okay, well, these LEDs, if you could tell people, because they're emitting diode, they're light-emitting diode technology, yes, they do increase the blue light spectrum, so somebody could say, well, stay away from them outside, but the problem is what about indoors? What exposure do we have indoors? So another study, now, but this is outdoor light, said bright outdoor lights have been linked to increased colorectal cancer. They say the blue short wavelength light emitted by super bright white light emitting diodes, or LED, streetlights, have been found to show an increased risk of prostate cancer, according to the Barcelona Institute of Global Health. So not only are we looking at breast cancer and prostate cancer, we're looking at colon cancer. This study was conducted on 2,000 adults. They chose 660 who had colorectal cancer. Those working night shifts were not included because night shift work has been associated with it. And then again, they could tell who was using that light using the International Space Station. And then, on top of that, there's another one that looks at malignant melanoma. So if you can't buy the bulb you want and you are now using an LED light in your house, we have one study talking about how there might be a risk of melanoma. This study was published in Medical Hypotheses. It's the electronics and fluorescent bulbs and light-emitting diodes rather than UV radiation cause increased malignant melanoma incidence in indoor office workers and tanning bed users. Well, we've known that. But they say people exposed to old and new fluorescent lights, light-emitting diodes, and compact fluorescent lights were checked to see what was carcinogenic. And they found that the non-incandescent lighting and the tanning beds could have a higher risk. But if you put a grounded Faraday cage around them, it might be able to minimize this. So what's the moral here? What are we looking at? Well, we're looking at, again, an attempt for clean energy using something that is amazingly powerful, but we might need to study the risks before we change the policy. And again, I am all for saving the environment. I love the environment. I love the earth. I worked for the EPA, but I am not for the subsequent health concerns that possibly come with some of the decisions that people are making for quote-unquote climate change. Like, look at what happened with COVID. People were told to wait outside, idle in their car. Well, how does that help the environment? Use disposable plastic, throw things out. Well, now you're killing trees and you're wasting plastics. Spray in aerosols. You got to disinfect after everybody comes in. You got to disinfect. So now there's all this aerosol affecting the ozone layer. It's almost like, where were the environmentalists during COVID? And I'm sure they wanted to speak out. In fact, some tried to speak out about the masks tying up birds and killing birds and masks getting caught up in coral. Nobody seemed to cover that. So we need to be very, very careful about where we go. You know, as I said, when I see Christmas lights that are LED, I'm like, dang, I want the whole neighborhood in LED. But there could be risks if the human body is not accustomed or prepared for those types of wavelengths that are artificial, then there could be consequences. It could mess with our circadian rhythm. I mean, what are we telling people who have insomnia? We're saying shut off the lights in your house, shut off your computer, get away from blue light for a few hours before you go to bed. Try to go outside and look at the stars or read a book by candlelight. We have known time and time again that our artificial lighting is messing with us, but we need it. I mean, my lights are kind of down in the studio because it's easier to work, and I think it looks cooler. But, maybe we need to, you know, figure out ways to either protect, figure out how to make safe LED or study it more before we decide to make a massive policy change that can affect our lighting. Okay, here are the stocks. Get your pencils out that make LEDs. GE is one of them. Okay, Wolf is the sticker symbol. Wolf Speed. Okay, one. Acuity Brands is another one. They're making LEDs. There are Epistar, Axitron, Applied Materials, Energy Focus, and Lime Energy. I don't know. The stock market's a little crazy. I don't know if I would run and buy those. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.